ओम शांति इंग्लिश अव्यक्त मूवी ऑफ 4th सितंबर 1995 इट इज द रिवाइज मूवी ऑफ 2nd February 1975 वन हु हैज थॉट्स ऑफ द ओरिजिनल सेल्फ प्योर थॉट्स फॉर अदर्स एंड इज ए वर्ल्ड ट्रांसफॉर्मर टुडे Bap Dada was looking at the result of the present time of the entire army. He specially saw three stages in their suit. Just as you have the four main subjects, in the same way Bap Dada saw the result of all four subjects in three stages. What are those three stages? First stage, to what extent you have become one who has thoughts of the original self. Second stage, to what extent you have positive and pure thoughts for those who are in close relationship and connection with you. Third stage, in terms of world service, to what extent you have become a world transformer. To what extent there is the stage and to what percentage the transformation is clearly visible. Through the result of these three stages, the result of all the four subjects becomes very clear. Baba especially checked the first stage. To what extent have you become one who has thoughts of the original self? The result of all the three subjects is based on this. Check how long you maintain thoughts of the original self throughout the day. Because of being a world transformer, you continue to make plans for world transformation. And you also fix a time. By using the right method, you also continually have different thoughts and plans for expansion. So do you become one who has thoughts of your own original self and think every day about new ways and new yuktis of how to become perfect? According to the result, you create more plans for the third stage. You sometimes have zeal and enthusiasm for creating plans for the first stage. Or sometimes time pulls your attention or some circumstance or the result of a particular subject pulls your attention. However, this attention remains intense only for a temporary period. In the result of the second stage, there is a slightly greater percentage of those who have pure and positive thoughts for others than of those who have thoughts of the original self. However, there cannot be success or completion of the task or the perfection of one's stage until the speed of the first stage has accelerated. For this, create plans for the self. Of course, there is a temporary progress through programs. But the method to have permanent progress is to become one who has thoughts of the original self. At the present time, the speed of your effort should be in the form of concern for effort rather than just thinking about making that effort. Of course, you create special programs for service and day and night you are concerned as to how to make it successful and in this you make your day and night equal. However, this concern is a concern that takes the form of happiness. It is a concern that finishes all other concerns. Just as you tie yourself in one pure bondage in order to free yourself from all other relationships, and although it is called a bondage, it makes you free from bondage. In the same way, although you may call this a concern, in fact, it brings you the attainment of the inheritance from the Father. Similarly, through this concern, you are easily able to create the stage of being constantly content, cheerful, and like a lotus flower. At present, you have the thought of how it should be, and you even think that it is not according to what it should be. Your thinking is in the form of, it should be like this, I should do this, this is how I should do it, I should do this. However, you have to become and live the form of your concern. You have to become this and make others this also. To say it should be like this. is not the form your concern should take. Unless you adopt a special method for yourself, you will not be able to have that form of concern. Do you know what the special method for this is? Because of having adopted the right method, what new things will you do through which you will be able to see success? By following the old methods, even the form of that old method no longer remains, but what else remains instead? Why is there carelessness sometime after you start to do something? The main reason is that even now the intellect does not have complete faith in the completion of time. Because of not having this fixed, you remain carefree. Just as you stop being carefree about your service plans from the moment you fix a time, in the same way, if you fix a time for your own progress, you would experience a special result from that also, would you not? When you fixed a special month for staying on the pilgrimage of remembrance, you saw the practical fruit of the success of the accurate method resulting in the special atmosphere. In the same way, how will you become an embodiment of success unless you fix a time for your own progress? That is, by such and such time, you should become embodiment of success in terms of these specialities, or that according to the time, you definitely have to become one who maintains thoughts of the original self and who also has positive thoughts for others. So, unless you become your own teacher and tie yourself in this bondage, you will not be able to free other souls from all their bondages. Do you understand? What will you do now? Just as for service, you have special weeks or months for different topics. In the same way, together with service, also fix a time for your own self on the basis of using different yuktis. This year is for making such a special effort. Of course, time is getting shorter, but as you progress further, you will have even less time for your own self. What will you do then? People today say that previously at least they used to have time, but that they don't have even that time now. In the same way, you should not complain about yourself like this later on, saying that you did not do whatever you had to do for your own self, because the closer the ties and the time comes, the more your time will be used in distributing the prasad, holy food of the great donation and blessings to all souls of the world. This is why there is not a lot of time left for being one who maintains thoughts of the original self. Acha, to such great donors and the bestowers of all blessings, to those who maintain thoughts of the original self and who have pure and positive thoughts for others, to those who are constantly merciful towards all the souls of the world, to the master oceans of all powers, to the souls who are instruments to bring benefit to the world through their every thought and word, to such victorious souls, Bap Dada's love, remembrance and namaste. And we spiritual soul brothers also give remembrance and namaste to Bap Dada. Personal meeting with a group. Those who are close become equal, just as you are physically close. In the same way are you those who reside on Bap Dada's heart throne by having deep love for him. Just as you are physically close, in the same way are you close in your mind. Just as the foreigners are physically far away and yet are constantly close in their mind and are constant companions of Bap Dada, that is, they are constant companions of Bap Dada and experience his company at every moment. In the same way, do you experience constantly being a detached observer and fulfilling your responsibility of that relationship? Just as the gopikas in bondage are constantly lost in Baba's remembrance, saying Baba, Baba, in their every breath and every thought, and just as those outside have the eagerness to celebrate a meeting, in the same way do you constantly have that pull to stay in remembrance at every moment, or do you maintain an ordinary awareness? You have not just become content with the thoughts, I belong to Baba anyway, I am close to Baba anyway, I have surrendered to Baba already, and mine is one Baba alone. Have you?
Do you experience fire in your love for Baba? Is it such a fire of deep love that you are able to burn your own past sanskars and nature and also burn the sorrowful sanskars and nature of others? Of course, you transform sanskars through knowledge or through love or connection, but that takes time. A sanskar that is just terminated can emerge again. However, now is the time to burn them in the fire of that deep love so that no name or trace of those sanskars remain. What is the yukti for this liberation? What is the yukti or match with which you can create this fire of deep love? You ignite a fire with a match, so what is the match with which to light this fire? What is the one word? It is the determined thought that even if you die, you are definitely going to do this. I should do this, I should happen like this, I am doing my best, I will happen anyway. Of course, I have attention and I even realize this. To think in this way is like using a match that has already been used. You make effort again and again and you even take a lot of time. But still the fire does not become intense. The reason for this is that the seed of your thought is not filled with the strength of determination. That is, it is empty. Because of this, the reward you desire or whatever you expect of the future is not fulfilled. And as you move along, you have to make a lot of effort, and when you see a very little success, you become disheartened and so become careless. This is when you say, I am doing it, but I can't see any success, and so what can I do if my part is like that? These are thoughts of disheartenment and carelessness, and they are fruitless. What do you tell everyone is the speciality of the confluence age? You tell everyone that the confluence age is the age for making the impossible possible. This is the age for making possible, that is the entire world considered impossible. A determined thought is to make possible in 1 second whatever you yourself found difficult or impossible. To make something that is easy or possible happen practically is not a big thing, but to make them the impossible possible with determined thought is a sign of passing with honor. Now bring about this newness, then you will be given marks for this newness. Students look at their total marks to see what percentage they attained in each subject. In the same way, you have to check your own result as to which aspect you were in the ascending state. And on the basis of what effort you have the ascending stage or in which subject you were weak, you have to look at your total result. Bap Dada constantly congratulates you because this is the greatest day in the world. Nature is your servant, but do not become a servant of the servant. For the sign of becoming a servant is to experience sorrow. It is when you become a servant to one or another sanskar or nature that you become unhappy. Secondly, day by day you are seeing greater success in a shorter time, and this is a sign of moving forward. You are coming close to the stage where it is easy as well as much less hard work for greater success. Are you not? The closer you are able to see your aim, the more you automatically experience intoxication. Intoxication means happiness. This is a practical instant fruit. So now is the time for receiving instant fruit, not fruit in the future, but now. Bap Dada has given news of his sister's health. By being cheerful, you have to settle the suffering of the karma with karam yoga. Don't think that you are not doing any service. Some may do service through words, but the result of this practical service is a thousandfold greater than whatever you would be result of just one lecture. By thinking in this way, if you settle your karmic accounts as a detached observer, a lot of service can take place. For one who is serviceable anyway, physical illness becomes a means for settling karmic accounts. But there is service merged in that also. This is not just rest for you, but a chance to do a different type of service. If you remain busy in service while thinking in this way, you will receive double the fruit. Acha? Blessing. May you be a master almighty authority
who makes the intellect powerful through the churning power.
The power of churning is a nourishment for intellect. Just as on the path of bhakti, people have developed the practice of chanting. In the same way, in knowledge, you have the power of awareness. Through this power becomes almighty authorities. Even moment, every morning at Amrit Vela, bring one of your titles into your awareness and continue to churn this. And with this power of churning, the intellect will remain powerful. Maya cannot attack a powerful intellect not influenced in it in any way. Maya cannot attack a powerful intellect, nor can influence it in any way. It is with the arrow of base thoughts that Maya first weakens the divine intellect, and the method of to protect yourself from this weakness is churning power. Slogan: obedient children are worthy of receiving blessings, and the impact of the blessing constantly keeps the heart content. Om Shanti.